Word is to the kitchen gone, and word is to the hall, and word is up to Madam the Queen, and that's the worst of all. Let me Hamilton's born a babe to the highest steward of all. Arise, arise, Mary Hamilton, arise and tell to me what thou hast done with thy wee babe I saw and heard weep by thee. I put him in a tiny boat and cast him out to sea, that he might sink or he might swim, but he'd never come back to me. Arise, arise, Mary Hamilton, arise and come. This night we'll go and see. She put not on her robes of black, nor on her robes of brown, but she put on her robes of white to ride into Glasgow town. And as she rode into Glasgow town, city for to see, the bailiff's wife and the provost's wife cried out, but alas for thee. Ah, ye need not weep for me, she cried, ye need not weep for me, for had I not slain my own wee babe, this death a little did my mother think when first she cradled me, the lands I was to travel in and the death I was to die. Last night I washed the Queen's feet and put the gold in her hair, and the only reward I find for this, the gallows to be my share. Cast off my gown, she cried, but let my petticoat be, and tie a napkin round my face, the gallows I would not see. Just then came by the king himself, looked up with a pitiful ease, come down, Mary Hamilton, tonight you will dine with me. Ah, hold your tongue, my sovereign liege, let your folly be, for if you'd a mind to save my life, you'd never have shamed me here. Yestreen the Queen had four Marys, the next she'll hae but three, and there was Mary Beaton and Mary Seaton and Mary Carmichael.